Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus, Farm Bureau. Well, they're still kicking tires and climbing high to get into some of that equipment at the National Farm Machinery Show underway through Saturday in Louisville. On typical equipment sales patterns, Keith Lane, Senior Vice President for Agribusiness with Farm Credit Mid-America, covering Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Kentucky. He says their top months just passed.
We'll usually do 50% of our annual volume January and December. The December purchases, I think, obvious, is tax timing, tax season, and particularly with the bonus depreciation and the increased Section 179 depreciation that's been available. There's a lot of advantages to income tax timing.
About January, he says farmers have a little more time to pause and look around.
People are out of the field, and you know what the crop's been, you know how much money you have to spend. So those are typically the two largest equipment financing months.
And regarding the farm machinery show itself, he does see some things happening, connections made, but not the bump you might expect for the month.
You know, not that we can really tell in our lending. I do think, though, you'll usually see a little spike when planting gets started in earnest. And so I think probably at the show, a lot of people are looking at things that they'll buy to add to their equipment right before planting starts.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. KnowHowToGoKentucky.org.
We're back with Farm Credit Mid-America's Keith Lane, Senior Vice President for Agribusiness, as the National Farm Machinery Show runs through this Saturday in Louisville. He says E2's been through the trends over the years, through the ups and downs, but admits in the last few years, agriculture has been riding the crest of a good wave. For the near term, based on what he's hearing, those around him see that holding for now.
Most are expecting a good year next year. I think it's more of a leveling, if anything happens, than a decline. But even if new equipment sales would go down 5%, they would remain high based on history. A 5% decline would still be much higher than equipment sales have been over, say, 5 years ago. So I think there's still strength in the market. Producers have a lot of cash because of the crop this year and the prices that they were able to lock in. So we believe there's going to be a lot of equipment sold in 2014, and it's going to be a good market year.
And that's a great closing note for this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.